This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
A year into the COVID-19 pandemic, many Australians are trapped in a vicious cycle of increasing debts while relying on multiple personal loans to cover their household bills and living costs. If your debt is getting out of control, free and confidential financial counselling services can help you assess your situation and provide you with a manageable repayment plan. Every day, the National Debt Helpline's financial counsellor, Sarah Brown-Shaw, speaks to people struggling to pay the bills or worry about making their repayments. She says for many families, the economic response to the COVID-19 pandemic was to fall behind in their financial commitments, and now they're facing a much higher debt.
We've got a situation where now, sort of almost a year on, people have got bigger debts than they had 12 months ago because they haven't made any payments on their loans and credit cards and mortgages in many cases, and the banks have continued to add on interest. So therefore, they actually now owe more today than they did 12 months ago, which is quite a concern.
If you have difficulty paying your bills and repayments on your loans when they're due, making a plan and stopping debt from getting bigger is a good idea. Economist and a member of the Economic Society of Australia and of Uruguay, Sydney De Maria, suggests one should start by making a list of debts and their interest rates.
Number one, you have to know exactly how much you own and to whom you own it. And while this seems obvious, many times people just lose track of how much they are actually owing. And then ideally have not only your budget, but also a bill payment calendar that you front load after you get your paycheck. So that means you get your paycheck and the next 3-4 days are aimed at trying to pay off a bit of that debt.
When handling multiple debts, Sydney De Maria says you should prioritise repaying debts tied to your assets and the ones with the highest interest rate.
If you have multiple debts, it is ideal to start paying off those that are tied to assets and those that have higher interest rates because of the effect of compound interest. Understand that interest compounds and never goes away. So if you owe 10 and on something and the interest rate is 10%, you loan 11 tomorrow, and then 12.2, and then instead of 13, 13.7, and so on and so forth.
A passionate advocate for financial inclusion, fairness and financial resilience for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, Linda Edwards works at not-for-profit organisation Financial Counselling Australia.
It's really important to keep the communication channels open with your financial institution to be able to get them to understand where you're sitting in terms of your financial position, and they may be able to assist to alleviate that debt.
And while Linda Edwards stresses the importance of staying in touch with your creditors and creating a manageable repayment plan, she points out you need to know how to talk to them.
The very first thing that I would say to someone if talking to their banks is to always use the word, "I am in financial hardship." Then obviously there'd be a different type of conversation around what you have capacity to pay.
If juggling numerous interest rates and repayment schedules is too stressful, Sydney De Maria says a financial product called debt consolidation might be worth considering.
Say you have 7 credit cards and all of them are overdue for months. So a debt consolidation product will grab all those 7 debts, put them all together in one big one, and give you a loan to pay that off. So then instead of having to pay 7 different debts, you just have to pay 1. The benefit of this is the interest rate that will command is usually lower than the average of all the other 7.
Rolling multiple debts into a single payment at a lower interest rate may seem attractive. However, the service comes at a price.
Debt consolidation companies or any other bank or any financial institution, those companies, as any other company, will want to make money. Those companies would have their interests at heart.
The National Debt Helpline's financial counsellor, Sarah Brown-Shaw, sounds a word of caution about products like debt consolidation.
There's a lot of misinformation and confusion about those products, and would really encourage anyone who's thinking about debt consolidation, please speak to a free financial counsellor first, because then that may actually not be your best option.
Ms. Brown-Shaw says many people are in a debt trap because their financial institution didn't comply with the responsible lending conduct obligations.
Our organisation also has a legal aspect and policy aspect as well. And the responsible lending is a big one where people historically have been given, you know, multiple credit cards where they really couldn't afford. In some cases, they were even on Centrelink when they obtained them. In many cases, we're supporting people to lodge complaints with AFCA, which is the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, which is like the banking ombudsman.
Linda Edwards suggests seeking help from a financial counsellor as soon as you think you will have problems meeting repayments.
Ring the National Debt Helpline, and that's 1-800-007-007. And if there is a need for them to see a financial counsellor face-to-face, the financial counsellors on that hotline will be able to refer them to the appropriate services that are nearby.
If English is not your first language and you have difficulties understanding, then financial counsellors at the National Debt Helpline, like Sarah Brown-Shaw, can use interpreting services provided by the Department of Home Affairs. She says a financial counsellor can also advocate on your behalf if you can't pay your energy bills, internet or phone bills, mortgage, credit cards or payday loans.
They then get sort of, I suppose, an extra layer of help because the financial counsellor that they can actually have conversations with, for example, with their banks or with their energy companies and things like that, and sort of help advocate on their behalf.
There are about 850 financial counsellors nationwide that provide a free and confidential service that can help you negotiate repayment options and improve your financial situation.
I'm sure that we're not reaching, you know, as many people as we would love to reach. And I think sometimes people are perhaps from countries where they're just not used to, you know, being able to speak so freely and to seek help. And a lot of people are from countries where, sadly, there isn't the sort of help available that we're lucky enough to have here in Australia. So they don't actually know that help is available.
For free and confidential financial and legal advice, contact the National Debt Helpline on 1-800-007-007.
This was an SBS Radio podcast. For more Settlement Guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.